Can you tell me about when you came to Supwell?
I've lived in St Albans since 1935 on and off, but I came down here in 1946 when I married my husband, and I've lived here ever since.
What was the reason you came specifically to the Supwell area in 1946?
Well, because my husband had already got a house in Leyland Avenue, and he'd let it while he was in the forces in India.
Mm-hmm.
So when he met me and I appeared on the scene, we decided to get married, and the people in it were housed in the Nissen huts in Westminster Lodge. And we came and lived in it back in the house.
And what are your early memories of the house?
Well, I think now I'm about the oldest surviving resident in the street. But, I mean, we knew everybody when I first lived here. You could go out and talk to anybody. But now, there's such a... All of them have got cars and they just sail by. I mean, when I used to stand at the bus stop, when we first had buses round here, there used to be about six of you, you know, to talk to at the bus stop. Now I go up there and there's only me.
Sounds like it was quite a community feel back then when you first...
Yes, but now at the moment there are two ladies that live further round the corner. Yeah. And sometimes on a Friday afternoon they ask a few of us round for a cup of tea and cakes, and you do meet a few that you haven't known before, but apart from that there's still quite a few new ones that I don't know at all.
Thinking back to when the buses started, do you remember?
I can't remember when they started, but there was none when I first lived here. We used to have to push prams all the way up the hill if you wanted to go into the town.
You talked a little bit about this road and how you're most likely the longest person living in this road. Do you have any particular memories of seeing people come and go?
Well, when I first lived here, there was a Mr. and Mrs. Smith next door, and they sold it to Mr. and Mrs. Wright, who live there now. This one was a Mr. and Mrs. Sharp, and they went down Suffolk or Norfolk, somewhere down that end of the world, and now it's a Mrs. Duncan, and she's been here. She and I are about the two eldest, I think. She's 86 and I'm the 92. There's Valerie Thompson, was Valerie Walker, and she's lived at number 20, and she was born in number 20 because her mother and father lived there. Mm-hmm. But then her grandmother or grandfather died and the parents went to keep house for whichever one was left, and Valerie was then married and came back here to live in the original house. So she really has been here more or less all her life. When I spoke to her one day, she said, well, I did move to a flat when I got married, but she came back like when the house could be occupied. Apart from that, we are the eldest two.
And when you first moved here, were there kind of useful amenities in the Supwell area, like shops?
Well, yes, there was a butcher's shop at the top of the road. You know, right opposite, like on the corner of Mentmore, is it? One across the road?
Yeah.
Where they're flats now, but there was a butcher's one side and a grocery the other side. That was Bird's grocery shop. And then the other side, there was a paper shop like there is now, but there was a fish shop next door. But now there's only the paper shop up there.
Where did you get married?
Trinity. Because my husband had been divorced, Hart Synot wasn't the vicar then, and they wouldn't approve of getting married in the Church of England church. Mm-hmm. Not then, they do now. So I had to get married at Trinity, because the auntie at Coneyheath Lane used to go to Trinity Woman's Meeting, and she spoke to the vicar, or whatever you called him there, and when we walked in for an interview with him, he turned round to Miles and he said, well, I know you, because he was a baker's roundsman at Harrington's in Victoria Street. And evidently, he delivered bread to the man in Bridgemont Road.
And where did you work?
Well, Nicholson's Coat Factory. in Sutton Road. That's what there used to be. There used to be no end of employment, but there's not now, is there? I mean, there was Nicholson's Coat Factory, made men's overcoats. There was Peake's, where Peake's Place is in Hatfield Road, made ladies. There was a rubber works, EAC, Electrical Apparatus Company. Don't quite know where that was. You know, lots of places that you could get jobs, but not now, is there?
Have there been any important events that have taken place?
Well, I mean, at the coronation and things like that, we've had street parties.
I bet this is a good road to have a street party in.
Well, yeah, we quite enjoyed it.
What kind of preparations did you have to do for the street party?
Well, just supply something towards it. We had a coronation one, and we were going to have one for something quite recently. I don't know what that was going to be for. And then it rained, so we ended up down at the baths. You know, down, what they call it, the Sub Aqua Club.
What's that like inside?
Well, quite nice. There's a bar, which a lot of them liked, and quite a big room. So instead of being in the street, we were down there.
Was it this year?
No, not this year, last year.
Might have been the Queen's Jubilee, possibly.
Very likely.
60 years, yeah.
It was supposed to be in the street, but then they sent notes round to say, you know, we better be ready by, or be down at a certain house just round the corner about 8:30 in the morning. And I was about the only one that went from this top end to see what was going on, and they told me that they decided not to have it in the street, to go down to the thing. So I told both my neighbours, and that was it.
And were any activities planned at the party? Any kind of games or...?
Well, we just sat and, I don't know, talked and singing and music.
Nice. Do you have any family living in Supwell?
Only John, round the corner. He's my husband's brother's son. John's mother and father lived at 29. When I went down to John's mother's house for tea, that's when I met my husband. And he walked us home, and my aunt, you know, she was quite old by then. She said, I've never walked up that lane so quick. I think it was sort of, well, snowy sort of, what I can remember, it was sort of snowy weather. And he got old, one arm one side, me one side and her the other, and we walked up there. And when we got to the bus stop, he asked me to go to the pictures with him, so I did.
Was that in St Albans that you went to the pictures?
Yeah, what they're trying to renew now, the capital it was then.
Do you remember which film you saw?
Yeah, The Red Shoes nearly drove us mad, but I think we both went to sleep. It was ballet. What was her name? Margot Fonteyn, ballet dancer, you know, The Red Shoes.
And how soon after the meeting did you get married?
Well, 1949. About 18 months, I think, in the end. Anyhow, that was that.